Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about how to learn the science and at times the art of decluttering your soul. Let's look at decluttering. What does it mean to be decluttered at the soul level? Decluttering includes minding your temple, and we know that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and dealing with the truth of the clutter we see and the clutter we do not see. Then we walk more fruitfully in the Holy Spirit toward a healthy soul. So in the whole world of decluttering, there is stuff. If you go into a house, and you'll see that where from everything you can see, it looks fine. It looks like, hey, I mean, this person has a very decluttered house. But if you open a closet, it's just clutter everywhere. Or if you go into a certain room, clutter everywhere. And we all understand that because we all potentially have places that are decluttered that no one sees. And then what is seen is looking more decluttered. The Pharisees, for instance, had public decluttering. Everything they did looked so amazing. But Jesus says that their hearts were filled with clutter. They were like vipers, and inside their heart was selfish ambition. So this is an important thing. So what we're talking about is both what is seen and what is not seen. It's the imaginations of our heart, who you are when nobody's looking, and who you are when people are looking. And both are important to consider. So to get at this, to learn how to do it, I like what Dana K. White does in talking about the container concept. And we actually have a decluttering class that we feature her videos. I went through her book on decluttering. I thought it was really interesting. Anyway, she says that to get at decluttering, understand the container concept. And we're going to apply this to the soul. But first, let's look at the container concept. In general decluttering, there is usually clutter that creeps into your home. First premise. A box, closet, room, or even your house is a container. Containers have limits. A container limits. Some things are acceptable and others are not. Priorities must be made to what is acceptable and fit into the container. What goes into the container and what comes out. We have our favorite clutter. We have clutter that we allow and we must address it. We must not strive against the container of your home. You must not strive against the container of your home or against the architect that built your home. So what you say in there, in the world of decluttering, the understanding that your house is a container and that's just the way it is the first step to understanding the decluttering of your house. And it's very enjoyable to listen to her talk about how and read how priorities must be made, and do not contend against the creator of your house, the architect of your house, or the very house that you're given. That is the container. That's what it is. To fight against that means that you'll fight and clutter that to no end. Now let's apply that to soul declutter. Sin so easily creeps into your soul, that is your body or spirit, body and spirit. Your soul, your body and spirit is a container. Your soul has limits. Containers have limits. Priorities must be made to what you put in your soul, and you must decide or discern what goes into your soul container and what must be thrown away. Most of us have favorite or often sinful clutter we allow to stay. You must not strive against your soul or the architect God, that is, who created you as a living being. Isn't that just how it is that there's often favorite distractions? And that favorite distraction could be nothing on surface that's sinful. It could just be a very busy life that keeps you away from communion with God, the secret place with Him. It could be many good things, or it could even be sinful things. Often, the clutter you see and the clutter you do not see, the sinful clutter, some of the sinful things are private things that are in your mind that still clutter your closets of your spirit and body. And sometimes you can look one way, but you're struggling with something else. And you know something? That's common and that's human. We all have clutter, clutter you see and clutter you do not see. And this class is about understanding that you have limits and you want limits. You want a decluttered secret life. You want a decluttered lifestyle. You want a decluttered life that people even see in you. So in all ways, to come to the idea that you have a soul and your soul has limits, and your desire to grow and be healthy is very important. We read, for instance, in Hebrews chapter 12, "Therefore we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith." So sin so easily creeps into your soul, and we hear in the Word to like just throw out the junk. So this soul decluttering class is going to do that. Here's another passage that can be helpful in the decluttering process. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Notice there's even a container there, a container of the Holy Spirit. Now, it does not contain all of the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. It's not limiting the Holy Spirit's impact. The Holy Spirit is the counselor given to us. But our temples are a temple, our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you receive from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. What I love about that passage is that in some ways I realize that I'm a renter. I am not my own. I'm owned by God. And that the Holy Spirit is given to me. And how awesome is that? That I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. And how hurting to myself and dishonoring to God and to my neighbor that I allow clutter just to be in places in that temple. It is very convicting. 1 Peter 2:4-5 says, "As you come to Him, the living stone rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Spiritual sacrifices acceptable. Now, Dana K. White talks about that in her book, talking about, so here you have your container, your house. Okay, so here we have our soul. We have this container. And then the question she poses to every item that goes into your house is this, is I need to choose between this or that, and only the this that ultimately is appropriate for my container stays. It's not too many of not too much clutter. You know, there has to be choices, and we see that from that passage. And I'll go back to that again and read it again. As you come to Him, the living stone rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So when it comes to the container of your soul, we offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable. In other words, what do we need to sacrifice, to put on the altar, to confess, to get out of our life, to get cleansed from? Acceptable to God. You know, some people, when they go away from God, what they sacrifice is a connection to God. They don't find following God acceptable, so they sacrifice that. But that's not acceptable to God. That's acceptable to the devil. That's acceptable to their sinful spiritual nature. This is what sacrifices, what do we declutter that serves the Lord? You know, I'm going to end this presentation by going back to, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I love that passage because it really says this. Okay, in that runner metaphor, it's like anything that clutters your ability to run the race, throw it off. So as we're running the race of faith in the soul, whatever can clutter our soul, throw it off and find a way to say, look, this is not good for me. Holy Spirit, help me. As we finish this, I'm going to just give a little challenge to everyone about fasting. We read in chapter 6 of Matthew 16-19, as you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men that they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their full reward, or their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. So here's a little ending challenge. Fasting. Now, fasting can be interpreted in many ways. It could be a fast from some food, or it could be a fast from, you know, social media. It could be a fast from going out with your friends, or there's a prayerful challenge to you is what do you want to take away, to limit, let's put it this way, so that you can actually look more soberly at your soul. There's something about fasting, in my experience at least, and I believe this has been the experience, and there's many more experiences of this spiritual experience. When you deprive your, like, wanter from something it wants that could potentially hurt your relationship with God or get you distracted into other places, or even something that's good like food, where it gets you to go at that level where you get to your very existence. You know, food is that such a desire for food, and to retard that or limit that and then have that as a spiritual experience, or fast from, let's say you love coffee and you crave it, but for the next month no coffee. Let's say you want to limit some of your recreational activity. You just love to, you know, go golfing. I know I do. But you say, you know what, for the next 2 weeks I'm not golfing. In that time of golfing, I am going to dive deeper into my relationship with the Lord. All of that fasting, and again, while you're doing that, remember, don't make a big public spectacle of it. I'm not going golfing right now because, you know what, I'm trying to grow with the Lord right now. Okay, no. You might want to say, you know, I'm taking 2 weeks off from golf. Why? Henry, you love to golf. I just am. I'm taking a little break. Okay, and then smile about it and all of those things. But then, you know, so instead of taking a break from golf because your back hurts a little because you've been golfing too much, you're doing it just because it is for the Lord. But you and the Lord do that together in secret. So my challenge as I end is there a fast that you can put in your life that sort of helps you address you at a soul decluttering level? So this is such a, you know, for me, this class has been so enjoyable because as I've been studying this class, I've been learning more about my own soul, you know, how my soul works in relationship to the Lord and the desire to be closer to the Lord and decluttered. May God bless you as you join this journey, continue on in this journey. Keep moving in a way to share with others how they too can be decluttered. May God bless you.